You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I just heard that you could make thousands of dollars in a few days.
Mm.
And I thought that was too good to be true. And so I phoned them like every day. Well, maybe like every week. I phoned them so much. Being like, when have you got one that I can do? And they have lots of different requirements. But then there's some that are quite open. And so I got into one of the open ones. And it's just a screening process where they ask you a bunch of health questions and, yeah, you have to just agree to a few things, pretty easy things, and then they let you in based on that. So I went to quite a few before I got failed for quite a few.
I see. Specific. So they've got quite strict requirements around being able to go in.
Yeah, some of them do.
Hmm. How many people were in your trial?
13, but we were group 3, and I think they did about 15 groups.
Right. Do you know what the trial was for?
I don't know the name of the drug, but I know it was a bone growth stimulant for cancer patients.
Wow. Scary.
Yeah.
So do you...
I didn't know that when I went in. I didn't really read the whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pain relief thing, and then I told my friend who's a nurse, and she said, oh, I know about that.
So you go in... And you're pretty much not locked in there, but you're kept in there for however long?
Yeah, so you are locked in there.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can't leave. It's very controlled environment. So if you think of like a experiment that you do in a science lab and you've got to keep all the variables the same, have the one, science was not my strong point, but I know everything has to be the same.
Yeah.
So we had to basically not be in the air and not eat food at the same time and very strict, eat the same amount and everything. So yeah, I was just in for 3 days and we just pretty much living in a ward. And there was like pool table and movies. And
what kind of food do they supply or make you eat?
Really good food.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It was a lot, right? Like they forced you to eat everything.
Yeah, for me that was the hardest part of the trial, not because the food wasn't good, the food was delicious, but there was so much. And they'd make you eat it within a certain time frame. So like my absolute worst one was they woke me up at 12 o'clock at night and for my evening snack, and I had to eat a pot of hummus, a whole capsicum cut up, a whole carrot cut up in 10 minutes. And I just couldn't do it.
Go.
I was still full from dinner.
I think I'd be able to do that probably, the hummus one.
Yeah. For some people it doesn't sound so bad. I thought it wouldn't be too bad.
So 3 days was how long the trial was, or did you stay in for the whole time?
The trial was actually 3 months. So the part of the trial where you stay in was 3 days, and then there was another 3 days the following month. And then you have follow-up visits, like quite a few, maybe one or two a week.
Right, I see. And they just kind of check.
Yeah, for some time, and they get less and less as you go on. But I... ended up reacting not so well to the first dose, so they didn't make me do the second round, which was best case scenario for me.
So in that kind of situation, when you don't react well, how do they aid that? Like, is there some way that they can rectify that, or do they just, you know, you've already signed something, I suppose, that says that you are liable for whatever happens?
Do they just sort of
let you go, or do they...
No, medical companies have got like a lot of money behind them. Mm. And so there's definitely, and it would sort of tear everything down if people started having major, it's ethically not really right, retesting if they're not sure about some elements. So it is relatively safe. The concerns that they have, they monitor really, really closely. And so the way that I reacted to the drug wasn't a major health concern. It was just a... for them, it was enough of a reaction to be like, oh, we don't want to put you through that again.
Right.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, it was just for me like a high white blood cell count just made me feel a little bit lightheaded for a few days, and then I was fine.
So having said that, would you recommend this trial or do these trials?
I would, but I think it takes a certain personality to do it. I think if you're an overthinker or a anxious person, then it could really be quite difficult. But I think if you're the sort of person who can be relaxed and sort of take a little bit of randomness in your life, then, yeah, I think it's great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.